This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
The United Nations will host leaders from around the world for a global summit on climate change on September 23, 2014 in New York City. The UN Secretary General is calling on global leaders to combat the effects of global climate change. In support of Ban Ki-moon, thousands of people will be marching in New York City. The People's Climate March will take place on Sunday, September 21st. It will tell the story of climate change through six themes. In support of the march, Heritage Radio Network is doing a series of interviews addressing each of these themes.
In this piece, we focus on building the future. We're in the studio with Talia Ralph, host of HRN's Pizza Party, a weekly serving of piping hot talk on all things pizza. Talia is also a journalist and master's candidate in food studies at NYU. We thought we'd talk to her about the role of students in the climate change discussion. So, Talia, what can students do to get active in the Climate March and the larger project of educating about climate change?
Well, we at NYU are really excited because we have a huge contingent of NYU groups. I'm a member of the Wagner Food Policy Alliance, which is an alliance between public service students and food studies students. We're going to have the Food Studies Grad Society there. There's going to be some other great environmental climate change focused organizations from NYU. And we're actually in a really interesting position where the march is organized in segments. And so there's a segment for students and youth. And then the first section of the next segment is food and water justice. So that's a really interesting place for us as food studies students to be. And so we're going to try and get in the middle there and represent both, you know, the student and youth movement, but also people that feel like we are learning a lot that's relevant to solutions. So I think if people want to come to the march, they want to cover the march, I'm anticipating that it's going to be huge and a really important moment for our generation since, you know, whenever people talk about climate change, they talk about how, you know, we're going to be the ones shouldering the burden. And so I think it's especially crucial for us to show up and show out that this is important. And then on an individual level, I mean, I think people in my generation, I tend to see a lot of discouragement, both, you know, in my classes when we're wrestling with these really big issues and just in the media. You know, we're bombarded with stuff saying, like, the UN says in their reports that we are screwed. And then, you know, these huge corporations and political powers continue to not take a firm enough stand. But for me, I think doing things like composting or biking instead of taking a cab or driving, recycling, doing my, you know, washing my dishes and taking showers not at peak hours. Like, these things used to seem really small to me, and I think they, a lot of people, it's very easy to write them off, but I think our generation is going to be really crucial in these lifestyle shifts. Another huge one is eating less meat. I'm like a former huge meat eater in the past years, like, reformed my meat eating habits to eating very little. I mean, I haven't cut it out completely, but a lot of studies that you look at, you know, say that the way that we're producing meat, not meat itself, but just the way that a lot of the industry is really tough. So I think seeking out sustainable, ethical meat sources like Heritage Foods, mm-hmm. like a lot of other really great companies that are making an effort to eat meat sustainably or just to cut back on it. I mean, it's made me feel not only healthy, but like I'm doing some small thing day to day that is relevant. So I would really like to see our generation sort of take moves like that. It's not, you know, just about lobbying and, you know, protesting these big moves, which is important, but it's also just in your day to day saying, hey, I'm going to do one thing to sort of reduce my footprint even slightly. So.
Well, yeah. Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you, Emma. And hopefully we'll see a bunch of Heritage Radio listeners at the march.
Hopefully. The United Nations Summit on Climate Change represents a great opportunity for world leaders to take a stand on our climate future. We hope the summit's participants will be both bold and visionary in their work. Join Heritage Radio Network and over 1,400 other organizations at the People's Climate March on Sunday, September 21st, 2014, to demand that the world's governments devote their resources to combating climate change. Visit peoplesclimate.org to learn more. This is Emma Hammond reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.